Hello and welcome to episode 14 of The Entrepreneur Experiment. I'm Gary Fox. The Entrepreneur Experiment is a weekly podcast that discusses my own entrepreneurial journey and the entrepreneurial journeys of entrepreneurs that I admire. This week is a podcast all about podcasts. I'm giving you an update also on my own entrepreneur journey and where we are in the Entrepreneur Experiment. So first of all, thank you to everyone who listened to last week's episode with Devin Hughes. It was particularly long, and I'd love to get some feedback on people as to what their ideal length of podcast is. Generally, I try to keep these ones to under 20 minutes, where I'm just updating you. And then for the Entrepreneur Experiment interviews, I try to keep them to around an hour. Therefore, if you're commuting maybe for 30 minutes, you can listen to the start in the morning and the end in the evening. So I try to keep them around that length, but I would love to hear some feedback from people as to what their ideal length of podcast is. I know it kind of depends on the guest, in terms of their story and things like that. So I would like some feedback. Do get in touch. So the podcast is going out live this week from my own studio. I built the studio at the weekend. Anyone who follows me on social media will have seen I transformed an old office space that I had, which has largely been used as a storage room, and converted it into a studio. And I'm sitting in it right now. It's not finished in terms of there's still a lot to do in terms of just finalizing the touches. As you can hear, it's a little bit echoey in here, which is something I've only discovered while I was testing for last week. I was testing to see what it worked as a space, and it's quite echoey. You can hear it there in the feedback. What I've done is I've bought a load of soundproof panels, and they're going up on the wall this week. They should be arriving, today is Wednesday, should be arriving on Friday. So you should hear a huge sound improvement on that. I converted the space, so I'm going to put up a YouTube video on it next week, and it'll show you exactly how I did it, what I did. Basically, I got all my furniture from IKEA. I have Blue Yeti microphones, which I'm using and have been using for a while. I'm going to fix them with some handles and some proper kind of things, so I don't have to be holding them or don't have to be having them on the table. I noticed in my last interview with Devin Hughes, there was quite a lot of table noise because the mics are super, super sensitive. So if you touch the table like this, it then echoes right back into the feedback. So that's that. The studio conversion went really well. And that is a beautiful segue onto my update for the Entrepreneur Experiment. So if you are new to the podcast, the Entrepreneur Experiment is my year-long, I think it'll be much longer, but my year-long mission to document my goal of starting a new business. So I already have a current business, and I'm also looking at starting another business. I'm documenting that whole process through the Entrepreneur Experiment, along with interviews every week, or every second week. I'm charting it through this podcast and through YouTube and through blog posts. The goal is to start one or more businesses in the next 12 months, document that process, and hopefully inspire other people to do it, and they can follow my journey. Now, a good friend of mine, Dave, he's like my little unofficial accountability buddy, self-appointed. He reminded me last week that I really need to start showing some progress on the Entrepreneur Experiment. And to be honest, he's bang on. I had got, I won't say distracted by other things, but I had got consumed by producing podcasts, YouTube videos, blog posts, other things. I got consumed by the overall process rather than remaining focused on what the goal is, and that's to start new businesses. So we're back on track, and sometimes you just need someone to just give you a little jolt and go, as Davey exactly said, was removing the expletives in here. You can put them in yourself. It's time to get moving. So it is. And my first idea for the Entrepreneur Experiment is, kind of give away the clue of the title, I'm renting out my studio. So I've literally just created the studio. It's not finished, so it won't be ready to rent out yet for another couple of weeks. So don't bang down the door just yet. It'll be a podcast and YouTube recording studio. So it's quite small. So it's really just aimed at people who are starting out on their podcast journey, or someone who is just looking for a small, compact interview space in Dublin City Centre. It's aimed at, you know, any aspiring creator who wants to do a podcast or wants a space in Dublin City Centre to record their own YouTube videos. It'd be ideally suited to kind of like desk-based explainer videos, interview videos, things like that. It'll all become more apparent in the next couple of weeks when I actually record some videos here myself, pop them up online. I think it's a really good space, and the fact that it's located right here in Temple Bar, it's really, really handy to get to, and it won't be very expensive. I haven't worked out the pricing yet, but it's kind of aimed at more, it's not really aimed at making a fortune, it's more aimed at covering the cost of the overall space and just creating some content for myself as well. So there you go. That is the first idea on the Entrepreneur Experiment, a podcast and YouTube studio based right here in Temple Bar in Dublin. I'll be documenting all the steps as to how it goes in terms of, do people rent it? Does it cover our costs? All the kind of nitty gritty stuff, which I enjoy following on other people's journeys. So that's it. That's a good update on the Entrepreneur Experiment this week after long overdue. And now back to the podcast update. I made a really interesting, this morning I've been doing a deep dive into my podcast. It's been a morning just devoted just to my podcast, and I've been doing a deep dive into everything around it. And I made a really interesting and really embarrassing discovery. So I've been sharing my stats with people online about, oh, you know, we've this many listeners this week, we've this many listeners, it's been great. And I'm just about to share with you on this episode that we're up to 1,400 listeners or 1,400 downloads. So as of this morning, we had, according to the software I use, which is Libsyn, it's a podcasting hosting software. So if you want to start your own podcast, you got to host it somewhere. It's like a website. You got to host it somewhere. And then once you host it in a centralized place, it then distributes out to the likes of iTunes and Spotify. So you upload it once, and then once you've that done, it keeps distributing your podcast for you. So it's a really cool bit of software. However, it looks so old. When you log in, it looks like something from Microsoft DOS or something like that. So they don't spend all their money on a user interface, but it is super, super system. However, me being the dummy that I am, I saw overall stats and I just assumed that was my total listenership. So it'd been climbing pretty slowly. You know, each week we're increasing listeners, which was good. You know, these episodes get around 80 to 90 listens, and my other interview podcasts get around 140, 150. So as of this morning, we're up to 1,402 downloads, which I thought was pretty cool. However, I didn't realize, and this is good news and bad news. Bad news is that I'm a dummy. The good news is it didn't count the Spotify listens, which were another 1,000. So we had 1,402 listens on, say, the likes of iTunes, things like that. But we also had another 1,009 listens on Spotify. They were just counted separately and they were hidden away in a separate section of the software. So it's good news. So total, we're up to 2,411 downloads. So I'll have to reach out to all my guests and tell them that I'd vastly underestimated their listenership. So good news for them, good news for me. So that's this week's update. And then the guests, we have a number of cool guests lined up for the coming weeks. I'm starting to stockpile some episodes so that each week I'm not just down to the line in terms of getting my podcast out. I'm doing this for a couple of reasons. I want to have a higher production value. So I want to be able to spend more time producing the episodes, making them flow a little bit better. As it stands, I just generally remove anything the guest's uncomfortable with. So if they say something that they didn't mean to say, I'll remove that. Or I'll remove ums, ahs, coughs, sneezes, dogs barking, things like that. But I want to get better at previewing the episodes. So last week for Devon, I produced a couple of little teaser clips, which I put up on LinkedIn. I got some great feedback, though, off a young filmmaker called Thomas Arnold, who said that for social media, you really need subtitles because people are often listening or watching social media on their phones. So if you're on LinkedIn, you don't want to play the audio. So I'm going to be adding subtitles to them. So all that takes time. This morning, I've just spent the entire morning just planning out the next kind of 10 to 20 episodes of the podcast, planning out how it needs to improve and how I'm going to get a little bit better. Down the line, I might hire someone to help me with the editing process, similarly to the videos. But at the moment, I'll just keep doing it myself, so I want to understand the process. A slight update on the videos. If you're following my YouTube channel, all five of you, you'll notice that the videos have completely stopped. I did 4 in quick succession and then stopped. I do have more videos recorded. I've done a kind of a cool video on the podcast studio. as to how I converted it from an office to a studio. A lot of time lapses and things like that. So that's done. However, as I was going through the process of downloading all the footage and editing it, I realized I don't know how to edit video properly. And what I do, it takes a long time for me to kind of get into coherent order. So what I've done is I've put up an ad on Upwork this morning. Anyone not familiar with Upwork, it's a jobs board online where you can find great people, really talented designers, writers. Anything can really be done online. So anything that can be done remotely. For example, the artwork for this podcast was found on Upwork. We found a great designer in Serbia, Alexandra. She did all the artwork for this podcast and for my logos and things like that. You can find some really class people. And it just means you have a global database of people you can work with. So I put up a new ad this morning for a video editor. It's amazing. Within like an hour, you get 10 to 12 proposals of people saying, yeah, this is what I can do for you. This is how much it'll cost. So basically what I'm going to do is hire a video editor. I'll just bang up all the footage for them onto whatever way, Dropbox or WeTransfer, get them to help me with the editing process and then download it. And just means I can upload more. And hopefully get the YouTube channel back and going, because it's something I really, really want to learn about, just like the podcasts. And that's kind of it for this week in terms of updates. You'll be able to see the studio online. So if you follow me on Instagram, Mr. Gary Fox, MrGaryFox, you'll be able to see shots of the studio. I'll also probably do a video next week on one of my guests. I might get them to do some like a quick little Instagram live video or a quick YouTube video just showing the podcast studio when it's finally finished. And that is it. Thank you to everyone who's reached out. We have a copy of a book recommended by our listener or by our guest last week, Devin Hughes, called Modern Monopolies. That is up for grabs. So all you got to do to win that is share last week's episode with Devin online and just tag me in it. So share it on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you want to share it. And just make sure to tag me so I know that you're entered. And I'll pick out one person to win a copy of Modern Monopolies, which looks pretty good. It's all about companies like Uber and things like that and how they develop complete control over a market really quickly. So that is it for episode 14. Do get in touch with your feedback in terms of what episode lengths you like. And I would also love to hear from people in terms of what guests they would like to see on the podcast. They can be Irish-based or UK-based, ideally. And if you can do an intro to them for me, all the better. I'll find out some sort of prize for anyone intros me to a cool guest. That is it. Thank you for listening. That's episode 14 of the Entrepreneur Experiment. If you're enjoying it, please do subscribe on Spotify or subscribe on iTunes, as apparently that's really important for the charts. And hopefully by the end of the year, we'll be rocketing up to the top 10 charts on iTunes. So that'll be a good goal to have. That is it. I will talk to you next week, Thursday at 6 a.m., where I have a very cool guest. I won't give away his name. A very cool guest who works in the sportswear sector here in Ireland. They're a brand new company, about 2-3 years old, and they've already made a huge impact. You can probably guess who it is already. I will talk to you next Thursday at 6 a.m. See you then.